It's been 100 years since conductor Leopold Stokowski first stepped onto the podium of the Philadelphia Orchestra. On this week's News and Views, we look at the man behind the legend as the orchestra celebrates its influential music director with special concerts. In the early 20th century, Stokowski was a church organist in New York City when he turned to conducting. He became the music director of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra in 1909. He made his conducting debut in Philadelphia as music director on October 11, 1912. He stayed until 1941. With bold programming, recordings, and tours, the maestro led the orchestra into an international spotlight. Double bassist Lee Gravano was a member of the Philadelphia Orchestra for 43 years.
Stokowski had a self-assurance and self-confidence that was extremely powerful. He didn't have any doubts about what he wanted to do or what he could do.
Among his many accomplishments, Stokowski is credited with shaping Philadelphia's signature sound. During his tenure with the orchestra, he put aside the baton and began conducting with his hands.
He made a point out of his fingers. It was very, very strong, like you could almost drill a hole through a wooden wall with it. When he wanted something to be right, he'd put those three fingers, thumb and two fingers together, like a drill point.
On the next News and Views, Stokowski and his public image. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
The Philadelphia Orchestra is celebrating the 100th anniversary year of its longtime music director, Leopold Stokowski. On this week's News and Views, we look at the iconic conductor's life and legacy. Stokowski's biography is clouded by a bit of mystery, apparently of his own making. Of Polish and Irish ancestry, he was born in London in the 1880s, although reports conflict about the exact date and place. In a BBC interview, he stated,
I was born in St. John's Wood. I think it was in Abbey Road. And I remember in those days, St. John's Wood was mainly woods and trees and a few houses. Mm-hmm. Now it's mainly houses and a very few trees.
Yet birth records indicate he was born in the less bucolic Marylebone district of London. In Philadelphia, the English-bred conductor was encouraged by his first wife, pianist Olga Samaroff, to appear more Polish. As he fashioned a public image for himself, he even changed his speech. Philadelphia-based recording historian Ward Marston had a friend in the orchestra.
His name was Gus Lurban. He was in the second violin section and was in the orchestra from 1919 to 1954. He said that Stokey, the accent just sort of started to come in the 20s, and it just sort of gradually got more and more pronounced.
Stokowski did become a larger-than-life celebrity, even appearing on the big screen when he led the orchestra in the soundtrack recording of Disney's 1939 animated classic Fantasia. On the next News and Views, Stokowski's continuing legacy. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
Legendary Philadelphia Orchestra music director Leopold Stokowski first led the ensemble 100 years ago, and the orchestra this week is celebrating with special programming. On this week's News and Views, we consider the impact and legacy of the conductor credited with shaping the Philadelphia sound. Stokowski led the orchestra as music director from 1912 to 1941. For the last five of those years, he shared the post with his successor, Eugene Ormandy. With reported disputes between Stokowski and the board, it would be nearly two decades before his return in 1960 to guest conduct.
You can bet your boots that Ormandy didn't want him to come back at all.
Norman Carroll was concertmaster of the orchestra from 1966 to 1994. He recalls Stokowski's visit to Philadelphia in 1966 in response to an invitation from musicians on strike.
as far as Stokowski was concerned, it was a wonderful time for him to sort of get it even with the board of directors of the orchestra. So he was wonderful. He jumped at the opportunity. And we had a sellout crowd at the auditorium. It was a huge place.
During Stokowski's time as music director, he conducted a series of world and American premieres, including works by Mahler, Rachmaninoff, and Stravinsky. He started a number of traditions, including children's programs and an annual concert of works selected from audience requests. This week, the Philadelphia Orchestra celebrates Stokowski and his legacy. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.